Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring all Motown 45s that charted on the U.S. pop charts between April and June of 1972. This half hour, we'll hear from Eddie Kendricks, the Jackson 5, the Supremes, the Courtship, the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, Eddie Kendricks, a number 77 tune from March of 1972, Eddie's Love, right here on Motown.
Bye. Allen.
Motown Memory from the Supremes. That was Automatically Sunshine, and that reached number 37 in the U.S. Billboard charts from April of 1972. Before that, same month and year, the Jackson 5 reached number 14 with Little Bitty Pretty One, and we start with Eddie Kendricks' Eddie's Love, number 77 from March of 1972. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we continue to feature all songs that were released and charted from April to June of 1972, in that order. Well, coming up, a group that had no success on the Motown record label, or any record label for that matter. Here is a group called The Courtship. It's The Same Old Love, right here on Motown.
I don't bring you flowers every day. Say I love you in the usual way. No, I don't come a-calling. Changing world, and those days are gone. Still, it's the same old love. Darling, it's the same old butterflies. Yes, it's the same old stardust in my eyes. Still, it's the same old love. It's the
song? Inbox home at motormemories@yahoo.com. That's motormemories@yahoo.com.
Going through your head.
With Stevie Wonder, Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, and they reached number 33 in the U.S. pop charts from April of 1972. Before that, also from April of 1972, not very successful, The Four Tops, I Can't Quit Your Love, and only reached 102 on the charts. And we started with a song that didn't do much better, only reaching number 93 from April of 1972, a group called The Courtship, It's the Same Old Love. This is Motown Memories with Tom. This half hour, we continue to feature songs that charted from April to June of 1972. Well, we heard so far just all songs in April, and now we'll continue with April and a Marvin Gaye tune that wasn't very successful either. It's called You're the Man, reaching number 50. Well, this song was composed by Marvin and songwriter Kenneth Stoner. It was composed primarily on the basis of the 1972 United States presidential election, and the song was supposedly the first release from Marvin's next album, which was called You're the Man, but the song's modest success forced Marvin to shelve the album in protest. Well, that same year in 1972, Marvin's success with the socially conscious album called What's Going On helped him pressuring Motown to give the musician more creative autonomous control of his music, leading to a $1 million deal offered by Motown, which made him for a time the most lucrative rhythm and blues artist ever in 1972. Well, Marvin responded by putting himself constantly in the studio, working on a multitude of projects. One of the projects was another album focusing on social matters and further into politics, which was only hinted at in the album called What's Going On. Well, Marvin, who at this time was being hounded by the government for failure to pay back taxes, felt that the government wasn't looking out for people's best interests. And upon the election, he felt there was no politician that would help ease any difficulty concerning U.S. citizens. So You're the Man was basically a demanding song in which Marvin was calling out potential candidates, most prominently George McGovern, asking them if they really had a plan to, quote, right all of the things, quote, of the past administration. Here is Marvin's You're the Man right here on Motown.
Talking to the people. Try, get them to go your way. Tell them not to worry. That we won't be led astray. So blind from signifying. Plan it, condomize. We wanna
That was called We've Come Too Far to Let It End Now. They reached number 46 in May of 1972 in the U.S. pop charts. And we start with Marvin Gaye, You're the Man, number 50 from April of 1972. For this hour, we featured all 45s released in order that charted from January to June of 1972. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.